ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं वीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 1 द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा। सो टेक्स्ट 26-28 देयर नो पार्पोर्ट इन टेक्स्ट 26 and 27 इन बोर देयर 28 वर्स इज रिटन। So I myself reading first two verses 26 and 27, then we together I will read 28th verse. These three verses is spoken by Sukadev Goswami. Text 26. Sri Suka Uvacha Iti Adhisya Amaraganam Prajapati Patir Vibhum Aswasya cha mahim girivi sodhama paramam yayu. Sukadev Goswami continued after thus advising the demigods and pacifying Mother Earth. The very powerful Lord Brahma, who is the master of all Prajapatis and is therefore known as Prajapati Pati, returned to his own abode, Brahmaloka. Suraseno Yadupatir Mathuram Avasam Purim Mathuram Surasenanam Visayan Bubhuje Para. Formerly, Surasena, the chief of the Yadu dynasty, had gone to live in the city of Mathura. There he enjoyed the places known as Mathura and Surasena. Text 28. Rajadhani Tatah Sa Abhut Sarva Yadava Bubhujam Mathura Bhagavan Yatra Nityam Sannihito Harihi Rajadhani Tata Sabhut Sarva Yadavah Bubhujam Mathura Bhagavan Yatra Nityam Sannihito Hari. Word meaning Rajadhani, the capital. Tatah, from that time. Sa, the country and the city known as Mathura. Abhut, became Sarva Yadava Bhujam. Of all the kings who appeared in the Yadu dynasty, Mathura, the place known as Mathura, Bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead, Yatra, wherein, Nityam, eternally, Sannihitaha, intimately connected, living eternally, Harihi, the Lord, the supreme personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Since that time, the city of Mathura had been the capital of all the kings of Yadu dynasty. The city and district of Mathura are very intimately connected with Krishna. For Lord Krishna lives there eternally. Purport. It is understood that Mathura city is the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna. It is not an ordinary material city, for it is eternally connected with the supreme personality of Godhead. Vrindavan is within the jurisdiction of Mathura and it still continues to exist. Because Mathura and Vrindavan are intimately connected with Krishna eternally, it is said that Lord Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Vrindavanam paritejya padam ekam nagachati. At present, the place known as Vrindavan in the district of Mathura continues its position as a transcendental place. And certainly, anyone who goes there becomes transcendentally purified. Navadvipa Dham is also intimately connected with Brajabhumi. Srila Narottama Das Thakur therefore says, Sigaura Mandala Bhumi Jeva Jane Chintamani Tarahai Brajabhume Bas. Brajabhumi refers to Mathura Vrindavan and Gaura Mandala Bhumi includes Navadip. These two places are non-different. Therefore, anyone living in Navadip Dham, knowing Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the same personality, lives in Brajabhumi, Mathura Vrindavan. The Lord has made it convenient for the conditioned soul to live in Mathura Vrindavan and Navadip, and thus be directly connected with the supreme personality of Godhead. Simply by living in these places, one can immediately come in contact with the Lord. Therefore, many devotees who vow never to leave Vrindavan and Mathura, this is undoubtedly a good vow. But if one leaves Vrindavan, Mathura or Navadip Dham for the service of the Lord, he is not disconnected from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At any rate, we must understand the transcendental importance of Mathura Vrindavan and Navadip Dham. Anyone who executes devotional service in these places certainly goes back home, back to Godhead, after giving up his body. Thus the words Mathura Bhagavan Yatra Nityam Sannihito Hari are particularly important. A devotee should fully utilize this instruction to the best of his ability. Whenever the Supreme Lord personally appears, he appears in Mathura because of his intimate connection with this place. Therefore, although Mathura and Vrindavan are situated on this planet Earth, they are transcendental abodes of the Lord. Hare Krishna. राजधानी ततः सा भूत सर्व श्री ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुभे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जनभूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषः शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमः महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। राजधानी ततः साभूत सर्व यादव भुभुजाम मथुरा भगवान यत्र नित्यम सन्निहितो हरि। सिंस द टाइम द सिटी ऑफ मथुरा हैड बीन द कैपिटल ऑफ ऑल किंग्स ऑफ द जदु डायनेस्टी। The city and district of Mathura are very intimately connected with Krishna. For Lord Krishna lives there eternally. So this is a 10th canto, the 10th subject matter of Bhagavatam. That is So where a living entity has to take shelter is described, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the question to Ramananda Rai, Sarva Teji Jibera Kahavas, after renouncing everything, where should a living entity take shelter? Then Ramananda Rai answered, that Sri Vrindavana Dham Jaha Nitya Lila Ras. One should take shelter of Sri Vrindavana Dham. And there is where the eternally pastimes, specifically the Rasa Lila pastimes of Radha Krishna is going on. So, as this verse is telling and Prabhupada also writing in purport, that this Mathura city and this place Vrindavan looks like ordinary places in this material world, but this is not ordinary, for it is eternally connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there is in Goloka Vrindavan, there is also Mathura and Vrindavan, and that is and here is in this Bhoma Vrindavan and this Mathura, and there is no difference, because in Brihat Bhagavatamritam this is the Gopakumar is giving the statement that I did not find any difference between that in spiritual abode, that Vrindavan and the Vrindavan what we are seeing in this earth planet. They are the same. I didn't find any difference. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa rukhya lakhya vrutesu suravi ravipalayantam लक्ष्मी सहस्र शत संभ्रम सेव्यमानं गोविंदमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि। ब्रह्मा इज praying in Brahma Sanghita. So this is Vrindavan, this is made of Chintamani stone. It is not ordinary, isn't it? We are just seeing it in your Charmachakhyu, with this material eye, you cannot see it. To see these things, one must have a divine eye. One time, the Akbar, during the Goswami's were here, that time Akbar was emperor of India, and one time he visited Vrindavan. And he asked for some service again and again. Please give me some service. I want to do some service for Vrindavan. Then the Goswamis, they took him to Kashighat. They saw him. That's the last step. In one corner, this was broken. The step was broken. So they asked the emperor, can you repair this step? And by the mercy of this Goswamis, he got a divine eye. Then he saw this is made of the jewels, Chintamani Prakara, the Chintamani jewels. Then Akbar could understand, even I will sell all my whatever in my stock in my treasury, it is not possible to repair everything here. So this is not ordinary. We are not able to see this dham, but those are Goswami, those are pure devotees, they are seeing the real Vrindavan dham. Naham prakasa sarvatra yogamaya samavrita. Krishna is telling, now everyone cannot see. It is covered with yogamaya. So, this Vrindavan, that's why Chintamani prakarasa, this is made of Chintamani stone. Chintamani prakarasa atmasu kalapa vrikhya. These trees are not ordinary trees. They can fulfill all the desires of a person. Whatever we desire, whatever we have, and we pray before a tree can fulfill the desire. It's kalpa vrikhyas. They are pure devotees. They are just like here is tamal tree, and there is one tamal tree before the original one. I already entered in Nitya Lila, and this is another. They are so fortunate. Day and night they are hearing Krishna Kirtan. They are taking darshan of Krishna Balaram. There is a Bakul tree here in Parikrama Marg. And so many trees in Vrindavan. Vrindavan, the trees are, even the great saintly persons, they appeared as trees here. And Raghunath Das Goswami was in Radhakund Shyamakund. He was innovating Radhakund Shyamakund. Then she was planning to make the Shyamakund in a straight line. Triangular means it is like, no, square. Yes. So he was planning, there are 5 tamal trees, and he was planning to cut these trees, and they just. Then night, Yudhishthira Maharaj came in dream. Five Pandavas, he told, what Raghunath, what you are doing? What are you planning? We are 5 brothers, the 5 Pandavas, we are staying in a tamal trees. Jai Sisi Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Visakha Devi. So we are 5 brothers, we are staying in 5 trees, and we are doing our bhajan. And don't cut us. So then we did not know which tree is what, in Vrindavan Dham. Chintamani prakara satmasu kalpa vrikhya lakhya bhutesu surabhi ravipalayantam. Lord Krishna, he gave all other departments to different demigods, just for take care of. Indra is in charge of water department, or fire department is Agnidev, there is a Bayu, the air god for the in charge. Different departments he distributed to the different demigods. But still he kept one department with him, that is herding the cows. Lakhya avritesu surabhi ravipalayantam, that is the service of Krishna. He is doing in this eternal abode. So Lakshmi sahasra satasam brahma sevyamanam, the gopis, they are Lakshmis. They are better than the Lakshmis, they are so intimately serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lakshmi Sahasra. There is one Lakshmi in Vaikuntha planet, there is one Narayana and one Lakshmi, one Vishnu and Lakshmi. But here is Lakshmi Sahasra. Thousands and thousands of Lakshmi here in this Vrindavan Dham, serving Krishna. Satya Satasambrahma Sepyamanam Govinda Madhi Purusam Tamaham Bhajani. Everything is here. Prabhupada is telling this is still this transcendental place. But we must have transcendental eye. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santha Sadaiva Santha Sadaiva Bilokayanti Yang Shyama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam Govindam Adi Purusam Tamaham Bhajani. With the eye of devotion, anointed with love, then he sees the Supreme Lord, Krishna Balaram or Radha Shyama, then he, or Gaur Nitai, he could see the Lord as it is. So that's why Prabhupada is writing in his purport that these two places, the Mathura and Vrindavan, connected with Krishna eternally. It is said that Lord Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. He always stays in Vrindavan. Vrindavanam paritejya padam ekam na gacchati. Never leave Vrindavan, he stays here always. So, but same time Prabhupada is telling, one should not give any should not see difference between this Vrindavan Dham and Navadip Dham. Then he quote from Narottam Das Thakur that Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jeva Jane Chintamani Tarahaye Prajabhumi Vas. Because this Navadip Dham and Go Brunda, this Brajamandala Dham, they are eternally situated. But still there are some stories that how this Navadip Dham appeared in Adi Puran, and he mentioned that it is this Navadip Dham was made by Radharani herself. One time when Krishna was in Vrindavan, and he was doing his pastimes with Birajagopi. Birajagopi, without the knowledge of Radharani, was independently serving Krishna, or Krishna with Biraja and Krishna there enjoying. So when this news come to Radharani, then Radharani was just become furious. Radharani wanted to meet all other devotees or all other gopis with Krishna, but it must be under her knowledge. So with her permission, or with her, at least her knowledge. So when they are hiding, doing this, then one time Radharani come in angry to the spot. So seeing Radharani's angry mood, this Biraja Gopi just melted into a river. That is the Karanar Navasagar. This is the Biraja Nadi. This in between spiritual world and material world, this river is still there. And this is also known as the Karanar Navasagar. So anyhow, so when Biraja Gopi disappeared, and Krishna also disappeared from that spot, Radharani was searching, she saw that there is no Krishna, and Biraja already became a river. So Radharani was trying to attract Krishna. That's why to attract Krishna, Radharani herself created that Navadip Dham. And here Krishna is playing flute, but in Navadip Dham, Radharani herself took a flute and she played in a very extraordinary music, in a raga. So when Radharani played extraordinary music tone or raga, then Krishna was attracted. Then Krishna came. So here Krishna is playing flute and attracting the gopis. But there is Radharani playing flute, attracted Krishna. So Krishna came and then he praised so much to Radharani, and Radharani explained, "Oh Lord, I am just did this trick to attract you. You are hiding yourself. Where you disappeared?" Then Krishna is told, Okay, Radhe, as this dham, this Navadip dham is created by you, you personally created this dham, this nine islands, this very dear to me. This is in the same position as Vrindavan and Mathura. So that's why we see Prabhupada is writing there is no difference between Navadip dham and Vrindavan dham. This is one of the dham aparath. If someone is staying in dham, then there are 10 offenses of dham. There is one of these offenses that one should not see difference between Vrindavan and Navadip dham. One is Madhurya dham and another is Audharya dham. Is Madhurya dham, here is Radharani dham, but Vrindavan is, if you commit any offense, it is very difficult to overcome. It is 1,000 times you have to suffer than the other places. But in Navadip dham, the same Radha Krishna, they combined and appeared as Gauranga. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahevanya. And then he is very merciful, very liberal. He did not take any offenses, very lightly. Even Nityananda is there. So there are many Vaishnavas that like to stay in Navadip dham. We see our acharyas like Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they resides there. They left also their body from there. So this there is a Prabhupada writing that Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jevadane Chintamani Tarahaya Brajabhumi Pas. If he is one sees, knows the understood the glories of Navadip dham perfectly. And by the then by knowing the that Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Krishna, the same personality, the Prabhupada writing, the Brajendranandana Jai Sachi Suta Haila Sai, Balaram Haila Nitai. There is no difference between Krishna Balaram and Gaur Nitai. The same personality. So when one understands all these things, then the Prabhupada is writing that the Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the same personality. Lives in Brajabhumi, Mathura, Vrindavan, Krishna lives, and in Navadip dham, the Gauranga lives. So these two places, they are non-different from each other. Even we see there is a Champahati in a Navadip dham, in Parikrama. But it is mentioned that Champakalata Gopi every day goes to that place to collect the Champaka flowers, to make garland for Shyama Sundar. So there is no difference between this. The 12 forests are here. There is also 12 forests in Navadip dham. So in this way there is no difference. One should know that by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or mercy of the Navadip dham, one will be qualified to stay in Vrindavan. Mathura, Vrindavan and Navadip thus directly connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simply by living in these two places, one can immediately come in contact with the Lord. So that's why Prabhupada is writing that many devotees that took bhav to stay in Vrindavan or stay in Navadip Mayapur. So this is a good bhav, definitely is a good bhav. If someone just took bhav, I will never leave Vrindavan, I will never leave Mayapur, stay a particular place and do their bhajan, then Prabhupada is telling this is definitely a good bhav. But same time, if someone is going for service, if someone leaving Mathura or Navadip dham for service of the Lord, he is not disconnected from Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like Srila Prabhupada, he was in Vrindavan, the most sacred place in Radha Damodara temple, Rupa Goswami Samadhi, and all this, but still he left Vrindavan, carrying Vrindavan with him. He went to the Western world for preaching purpose. Then this is not, this is Prabhupada is telling, this is, he is not disconnected with Krishna or Vrindavan. So, in this way, one should understand that he is transcendentally situated. If someone is leaving Vrindavan for preaching, the glory of Vrindavan, spreading the glories of Vrindavan and Mathura. No one knows Mathura or Vrindavan before. Srila Prabhupada, he had this credit, the Brajavasis, they never gave respect to this ordinary sadhus. But they have so much respect for Srila Prabhupada. Because of Prabhupada, this Brajamandal, the Vrindavan Dham is glorified everywhere. People come to know about this place. And coming around world, they're coming from different places of the world, different parts of the world. So, that's why Mathura and Vrindavan and Navadip Dham, they are eternally situated and they are transcendental places. Anyone who executed devotional service in these places certainly goes back to home to God, back to Godhead. Prabhupada is telling they are most fortunate persons. Those who are staying in these two places and not only staying, they got the opportunity to perform pure devotional service here. So, thus was Mathura Bhagavan Jatra Nitya Sannihita Hari. Nitya Sannihita Hari. Lord is eternally residing here. He never leaves Vrindavan. Prabhupada quoting that Vrindavana Paritejya Padamekam Nikachati. He is here. That's why he is our worshipable Lord. Aradhya Bhagavan Vajesa Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam. That's why Vishnu Chakra Thakur, he says, our worshipable Lord is Brajendra Nandana Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. And his dham, his eternal pastime places, is Vrindavan. This is also worshipable for us. Tad dhama Vrindavanam ramya kachit upasana brajapadhu vargena jakalpita. We have to follow the process of the footprints of the brajagopis, the brajavasis, how they love Krishna, how they gave up everything for Krishna. There are no reservation for them. For Krishna, they gave up everything. So one must, to satisfy Krishna, to please Krishna, one must see that example of this Brajabhakti, how they spontaneously connected with Krishna. That's why this Brajabhakti is known as Ragatmika Bhakti. Those who are following the Ragatmika Bhakti, they are Raganuga. The Brajavasis, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, very difficult to understand this Brajavasis. He told Jagadananda Pandit when he was coming to visit Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu not allowing him. No, you are not qualified. You should not stay in Brajbhumi. Because he was the incarnation of Satyabhama. He is residence of Dwarka. So Krishna name Mahaprabhu told, you will go, you will commit offenses there. But Jagadananda Pandit came, then Mahaprabhu told, don't associate with the Brajavasis. Don't associate with the local peoples, the local residents. You must go and stay with Rupa and Sanatana. You must associate with Rupa and Sanatana and with them. Similarly, we are staying in Vrindavan, but we must stay in the association of devotees. This is Prabhupada's instruction. We should associate, but not to mix up with the Brajavasis. Very dangerous. We could not understand them. Commit aparats. But this is one of the dham aparat, to consider the ordinary, the people here residing in the Brajavasis, considering them ordinary. They are not ordinary people. They are very intimately connected with Krishna. From their very birth, they are connected with Krishna. So, that's why when one stay in Vrindavan, where is Nitya Sannihita Hari, the Lord is eternally residing here. And this pastime says, still going on, Adhyavadhi Nitya Lila Kare Gauraray Kono Kono Bhagyavan Dekhi Vare Pai. This Nitya Lila, this eternal pastime says, still going on. It is only the most fortunate souls. Some persons getting the mercy of Krishna or Gauranga, they are able to see those pastimes, not everyone. We heard this when Raghunath Das Goswami was here, he was doing his bhajan in Radhakund. Radharani herself was coming from backside. In summer season, when there's hot sun, Raghunadas still chanting his rounds. Radharani come personally and showing one sadi as an umbrella to Raghunadas. So Sanatana Goswami one time saw in Govinda Kunda, there is a nice swing pastimes. All these small girls and Radharani, they are making Radharani sit on a swing end. There's all these pastimes, they are still going on. Radharani personally came to Rupa Goswami, tear kadam, prepared sweet rice. It's gone. These are all pastimes still. The Goswamis, they have seen these pastimes. So, this eternally they are going, this pastimes, adhyavadhi nitilala, still is going on. These pastimes are going on. Only the most fortunate soul who is qualified, they can see these pastimes. Even Gauranga and Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji associates, they are still doing Sankirtan. We are not seeing. When there is a perfect Kirtaniya like Narottam Das Thakur, he did Kirtan in Khaturi Gram, in Gauru Purnima festival. He was first time organized the Gauru Purnima festival. And he did himself, Narottam Das Thakur was leading the Kirtan. And when performed the Kirtan, thousands of people chanting and dancing, then the Panchatattvas appeared. In the middle of the Kirtan, they all appeared. Gauranga, Nityananda, Advaita, Sivasgada, they appeared and danced, started dancing. So these pastimes are still going on. That's why Master, thus the words Mathura, Bhagavan Jat Nityam Sannihita Hari, are particularly important. The devotee should fully utilize these instructions to the best of his ability. Like Rupa Goswami instructed. What is the best instruction? Nectar of instruction, 8th verse. Tannama rupa charitadi sukirtananu smrityah kramena rasana manasi niyojya tishthan braje tadanuragi jananugami kalam nayet akhilam iti upadesa saram. This is the essence of all instructions Rupa Goswami is telling. So that tannama rupa, one must stay in Mathura, tishthan braje, one must stay in Brajabhumi. Tishthan braje tadanuragi jananugami, in the association of pure devotees, tad anuragi, those who are spontaneously attached to Krishna, Radha Krishna. So then what to do? Tannama rupa charitadi sukirtanani. One must do kirtan. One must chant and glorify the Supreme Lord. Tannama rupa, meditate on his the transcendental feature of the Lord. So rupa charita and his pastimes, one must meditate and remember these things. Tannama rupa charita adi sukirtanam. So first hear with ears, then try to remember these things. So Rupa Goswami, this Prabhupada wrote a nice purport there. There is a how to meditate on Krishna. He told that it is 5 process. Smriti, Dharana, Dhyana, Anusmriti, Samadhi. 5 steps of one bhajan. How to remember Krishna. Anyhow, I am not going into detail. So, whenever the Supreme Lord personally appears, he appears in Mathura. Whenever Krishna appears, Prabhupada is writing, whenever he comes to read pastimes, he personally appears in this Mathura. He appears in Mathura because his intimate connection with this place. Therefore, although Mathura and Vrindavan are situated on this planet Earth, they are transcendental abode of the Supreme Lord. So you should see this dham in this way. And staying in dham, one must follow. Under the guidance of which is perfect spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, he gave us perfect guidance, and with his guidance we have to stay. We should not mix up with the local peoples, with the Brajavasis so much. I was telling this about Jagadananda Pandit, how Mahaprabhu prohibited Jagadananda Pandit. But Jagadananda Pandit came and stay with Sanatana Goswami in Gokula. Sanatana Goswami, this this cave is still there, but now it is a Devi Mandir. They installed some deity. So anyhow, but there Sanatana Goswami's cave was there. Sanatana Goswami was staying. But Jagadananda Pandit, one time Sanatana Goswami went for Madhukari, and some sannyasi, some other sannyasi gave him uttari, and he make a turban. Sanatana Goswami then come in front of, they come with Madhukari. Then when Jagadananda Pandit saw from the distance that he is a saffron cloth, he is a turban, he was thinking this is maybe Mahaprabhu's Mahaprasad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu maybe gave him a gift. So he became very happy. But when he asked Sanatana Goswami, who gave this turban and this cloth, then he told, this belongs to Mahaprabhu. He was running to give respect to that cloth. But Sanatana Goswami told, no, this is some sannyasi, other sannyasi, Mayavadi sannyasi gave. So I just put in my... So immediately Jagadananda Pandit became so angry, he took this pot. The earthen pot was on the fire. It was boiling, rice was boiling. With this boiled things, with this hot pot, he was running with the pot, with pot to beat Sanatana. What are you doing? How you are using this cloth of some other person, who is not in our sampradaya. So, in this way, Prabhupada also gave up the strict rule to stay in Brajadham and only with the devotees. And what are the rules and regulations Prabhupada gave? Like Bhu Chaitanya Prabhu was here, and he never goes out of this temple boundary. Because Prabhupada gave him the service here, cooking service. He cooked for 18, 19 years and just fully satisfied with here. Even he is satisfied with the Mahaprasad here. He don't see any difference between Jagannath Mahaprasad or Mayapur Mahaprasad, that Mahaprasad, this Mahaprasad, probably everything is same. All Mahaprasad same. There is no difference between Krishna Balarama Mahaprasad and the Jagannath Mahaprasad or Radha Govinda, the same. So just Prabhupada told to just I kept the entire spiritual world in this boundary of Krishna Balaram Mandir. If someone has faith, I like Bhu Chaitanya, strong faith, he never goes out, visit other Goswami temple here, there, parikrama, all this. No, he is simply satisfied, fully satisfied here. So that is also, we must know this, we follow these instructions of spiritual master, because dham aparad means offenses in dham, the first offense is to disobey the orders of a spiritual master who reveals dham. We are in dham because of the mercy of the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. If you disobey his orders, you whimsically, you act accordingly, and we are according to our own whim, then it is offense. When spiritual is depend upon the satisfaction of the spiritual master. So in this way Prabhupada gave us everything. We must give the Pancha Mahasadhana. Even sadhana, we are not qualified to ragana immediately to imitate Brajavasis. That's why we have to follow the sadhana bhakti. And there are 64 sadhana angas there, limbs are there, 64 limbs of sadhana bhakti, but 5 is most important. That is Rupa Goswami wrote, and Prabhupada gave us this these 5 sadhanas, that by simply staying in ISKCON temple we are doing this. Mathura Vas, one must stay in Mathura. Vaikuntha Janita Vara Madhupuri. The Madhupuri, Mathura is higher place than Vaikuntha world. So what is Mathura? One must stay, one principle is to stay in Mathura. So what is means by Mathura? There Krishna appeared. So in our ISKCON temple here is also Krishna appeared in Vatsabigraha form. Krishna Balaram Radhasyam or Gaur Nitai. So this is non-different from Mathura atmosphere. Mathura Vasa, then Nam Sankirtan is going on here. And there is a Bhagavat Shravan, then Bhakta Seva to serve the devotees and worship the deities. Everything is here. That's why Prabhupada gave us all these Pancha Mahasadhanas. They are simply staying in ISKCON and following Prabhupada will do. We will ultimately, definitely get perfection. One must have full faith. So that's why Prabhupada is describing here the glories of these two places, Mathura, Vrindavan and Navadvip, Mayapur. And there is eternally Bhagavan Jatra Nityam Sannihita Hari. Eternally the Lord is residing in these places. And Prabhupada also guides us how to stay here and apart from devotional service. And so we can make our life successful. Hare Krishna. So any question or comment? Yes. So Prabhupada is writing. No, that Vrindavan Paritejya, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's word. Vrindavan Paritejya Jing Padam Ekindragachati. So he is Krishna himself. So he knows. If you stay here, actually Krishna is here and also he is everywhere. So he is not like Mayavad is thinking. This temple, the deities are not. This is that everywhere Krishna, the Brahman is everywhere. Brahma is everywhere but not in deity. Similarly, Krishna is everywhere. Same time Krishna is also in Vrindavan. He never leave Vrindavan means he is eternally staying here. Anyone one can do his bhajan and to want to see Krishna, he will get this. It will be very easier to see it. Dhruva Maharaj Patram was stated here in Madhuban. I came to see the pastime places of that place. How I become a devotee. So I came here to see, I was in Divine Life Society in Rishikesh. And I was there. So there is sadhak, I see about the sadhakas, the place. Dhruva Maharaj Patram Rastarit is here. So I came to see that place. Madhuban. I came there to see the Dhruva Maharaj Pap. Then I come to ISKCON. And I was before connected with ISKCON, with Guru Govinda Swami. I saw him in Bhubaneswar. Somehow other than I become devotee, I never return back again to Rishikesh. I stay here. So Krishna is eternally present. There is so many we can discuss, but for devotees, as they call, they explain it different ways, like Bhajanandana. Bhajanandana Krishna, his activities is not to kill the demons. He simply play his flute and herding the cows and dancing with gopis. His work is not to kill the demons. That's why when Bhajanandana Krishna he appeared, then the all other incarnations just enter in his body. That's why Akrur Ghat, from Akrur Ghat, the boundary of Vrindavan, Akrur Ghat, there is Bhajanandana Krishna, they stay in Vrindavan, and only in Mathura, this Vasudeva Krishna, he went to Mathura. Vasudev Krishna, and that's why Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, Swayam Rupe Gopavesa Ami Gopagyan, Vasudeva Khatriya Vesa Ami Khatriya Gyan. Swayam Rupe, in his eternal, there is a transcendental form, the prime form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Gopavesa, Venukara. This is very nicely Krishna Das Goswami explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Swayam Rupe Gopavesa. He is a coward boy playing his flute. When Sanatana Goswami is worshipping Madan Mohan, wearing one cloth and one uttari. He is a coward boy, what do you need more? Krishna never wear thing crown in Vrindavan. There is no crown. He never no shoes in his feet. He never wears suits. He is 11 years, up to 10 years, 10 years, 8 months or something, like nearly. He stay here, he never in Bajadham. Krishna never wears shoes, never crown and a turban. is a coward boy. He is a flute. He never carry any weapon. Kill all demons just playfully. Just. So that is, if someone is get favored by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then one can understand. This one word in this verse is very important, Hari. Last word in this verse, Hari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, what is the meaning of the word Hari? There are so many people, they explain the word Hari in so many ways, but Mahaprabhu told, I accept the meaning. Hari means who takes away all our attachment for the material things. Sarva Amangala Hare, he takes away all inauspiciousness, and Prema Diya Hare Man, he distributing Prema, Krishna Prema. In this way he is just stealing our mind. So near Vrindavan, all sastras mentioned that he is eternally staying here, Krishna is still there. He not here, you want to see Vrindavan and you want to Krishna as is with weapons, Sankha Chakra Gadapadma, you cannot see here. You have to see him as the coward boy playing flute, hiding cows, dancing with gopis, that is it, is only. He has no business to killing the demons, all these things. This is only Vishnu. This is work of Vishnu, expansion of Krishna. Yeah.
Maharaj, Prabhupada mentioned that Bombay is my office and Mayapur is the place of worship.
Yes.
Vrindavan is my home.
Yes.
So, you said that we shouldn't make any difference between Malavi Dham and Vrindavan. So, how that Prabhupada said, how Prabhupada said in Vrindavan?
So Bombay, from Bombay, Prabhupada started his preaching. Went to Sydney, Indian Aviation Company, Sumati Muralji, then he got ticket for America, then he started his, there's an opulence office. That's why you see how guest house, Bombay guest house and Prabhupada house there. Very opulent. Prabhupada is staying, there is office. And here is the house, is simple. Staying here. So Prabhupada is staying here, house, and say, who is the worshipable Lord for this age? It's Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He is the worshipable Lord. Gaurnitai, they are the worshipable Lord for this age. Everything is there, Gaurnitai. See, so Krishna Balaram. And even Radha Krishna is there. See, Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahevanya. So that's why this is the worship of place of worship. Worship. Prabhupada told, where I can worship? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is Prabhupada's worshipable deity, Gauranga, is there in Prabhupada house. You have seen in this building, which building? Lotus building in Prabhupada quarter is there, and there is his deity, Gauranga. Very nice deity, beautiful deity. So this is place of worship. That's why there is Gauranga Mahaprabhu Panchatattva's temple, huge temple. It's coming up. Okay. So Maharaj, any comment?
Lakshmi
Devi is still sitting in below one eye, in the majestic way. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did some joke with Venkat Bhatta. Why this Lakshmi, our worshipable Lord is a coward boy, and your Lakshmi is the such in opulent position, then why Lakshmi Devi still wants to dance in Rasa dance? Lakshmi wanted to dance in Rasa Lila, but not want to give up his opulent position, his feature.
Wanted to participate, for that reason, she took a very humble position, serving, So that still you can qualify enough to meet that.
Yeah, and in month of Margasa Mandis, even the Brajavasis, they go to the below one to worship Lakshmi. Eh? They went to, they go there to Lakshmi. There's a big festival there. But Lakshmi is still in her opulent position. Eh? In 400 form and all these things. She did not like to give up that form. Eh? That's why he is not getting permission in the Rasa Lila. Lakshmi did not get the permission to dance with gopis, with Krishna. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was making a joke with Venkata Bhatta. Why you are this your Lakshmi? Sri Sampradaya, they were worshipping Lakshmi Narayan. Why this Lakshmi wanted to have a desire to dance with my our cowherd boy Krishna? So anyhow. Here is everyone, even the gopis, they can even slap Lord Shiva. His Gopiswar, his gopi, he is a gopi, the lord of the gopis, because after they understood that whom they misbehave, so they worship the gopi and the Gopiswar Mahadev. Okay, I stop here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.